Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov, Hanok.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, despite the
Baruch
chaos.
Hashem. I hear you. It's just been a while since I've heard from you or I've heard you on the call. So glad to see you tonight.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
We're waiting for a few other people.
Yes.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov, Hanok.
Hi, Jasmine.
And everybody.
This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Hanok.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Hello, everybody.
Well, we can start as we normally do with our Kodesh connections. We will start with a verse from the Zohar. And we're going to connect to certainty through the verse from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we will start with Elishayim Yehud. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Hashem Yechud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leachta Lishem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shilim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Masei Adenu Konane Alena Masei Adenu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekudsha Perichu Koma Biaved Leela Witata Kolaihu. Kishot biovada dikshot velei lach mila bialma givae barnash vedach ya leya mineya ulan haga beya kala dehakulu ovada dikshot Inun wikola, it's the rich be alma. Rabbi Abba said, in many places we have learned that whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does above or below is all true, and His works are true. And there is nothing in the world that man needs to reject or find despicable, for all are works of truth. And all are all needed in the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Jasmine. I agree with you. So we're now going to, for those of you who wish, we're going to light a candle to the Tzaddikim who left on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Bet. Rabbi Yitzhak, Ben Rabbi Avraham Shlomo, Rabbi Yaakov Mizrahi, all of the Tzaddikim, and we're lighting the candle to connect to the all of the Tzaddikim. And to bring more additional light to the world, to reveal more light. And we are doing the meditation on the word Ma, on Makshava, on thought, which is a cleansing for our thoughts as we enter into the month of Elul, a month of judgment, as we will discuss and learn tonight. Yo-wa-da, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, wa-a-wa, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, wa-a-wa, hey-ya, yo-wa-da, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, wa-a-wa, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, wa-a-wa, hey-ya, yo wada, yo wada, hey ya, yo wada, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wada, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya, yo wada, yo wada, hey ya, yo wada, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wada, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya, yo wada, yo wada, hey ya. Yo wada hey ya wa a wa. Yo wada hey ya wa a wa hey ya. So, our Rosh Chodesh handout can be found on the unique astrological times link. That link can be found underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or if you're using a portable device, it can be found at the end of your page. Scroll down about an inch, and where it says Rosh Chodesh Elul, the first link is the Elul blog for 5777. Click on that link, and that is where our information will be coming from tonight. And we're going to start where it says Ancient Wisdom About Elul. Elul is a transition month. It is bringing us to the end of one year and the beginning of another. This is an aspect of duality, yet it is a different duality than what we experienced in the month of Av. The universe is still in a frame of judgment, yet it gives us opportunities to utilize this judgment to decide on our own to return to our decisions that have created chaos in our lives. It lets us change who we are, so the effects of chaos cannot find the perpetrators of those actions. The perpetrators, which are ourselves, no longer exist in the physical or even the spiritual worlds. We call these changes teshuvah, or returning to Hashem. And to clarify that paragraph and this understanding of how can we not exist? If I look around, if I hear your voice, we exist. But that's not really true. You may call me Hanoch, but I'm not the same Hanoch that existed yesterday. And I'm not the same Hanoch that will be here tomorrow. So the person yesterday who did those actions that are chaotic, that will result in chaos in Hanoch's life, if I am not that person who could do those actions again, those actions cannot find me. They're looking around. They're sending their negative system angels, demons, to find me. But they don't recognize me. It's not that I'm in disguise. I no longer exist as that person who did those actions. This is the highest form of Teshuvah. And this is the month that it is easiest to do that highest form of Teshuvah. Elul is a challenging month, since it is a bridge between the summer and the autumn. It is the end of summer, which is known, and the beginning of autumn, which is yet to be revealed. This is also a metaphor for ourselves. It's a month of potential, contemplation. This contemplation is not easy, because this contemplation is evaluating who I am. That's never easy. But the alternative of not doing it is to return to our past actions and, God forbid, do them again. Self-judgment is better than continuing to make the same mistakes. During the month of Elul, you will see people sent into your life. The universe sends them. The astrological influences sends them. They come into your life. Or should I say, they return to your life. Because these are people that you have a tikkun with. You have a correction to make. Or they have a correction to make with you. It's not like going to the high school reunion or the 25-year high school reunion. We graduated high school, we had that potential. Now, 25 years later, how did you do? There's a difference between those goals coming out of high school and who you are 25 years later. The month of Elul has a specific attribute. It's called Briyot. The meaning of the word means to health. But health in used by the ancients is very different than what you and I speak of in health today. When we talk about health today, we're talking about our physical body ailments. We're talking about disease. In the ancient meaning, health relates to anything that is not healthy. The body could not, maybe isn't healthy. The soul is maybe not healthy. Relationships may not be healthy. Business may not be healthy. Trade. All of these things is the meaning of health, and Elul is the month to fix all of that health. Anything that leads one away from balance is leaving Briyot, the house of health. Anything that keeps one or brings one back to balance is considered purifying, cleansing. The astrological influence is called the sign of Virgo, the sign of Betulah, the sign of the Virgin. What's so special about the Virgin? Is it inexperience or is it purity? If it's inexperience, that's an idea of potential. Is potential in balance? No, we live in the world of action. Potential is not in balance. What creates balance out of potential? Manifestation. The ancient tribe, and we've discussed before, tribes have different relationships. The modern tribes, the tribes that people speak of today as being connected, it's different than the ancient times. The tribes had a different relationship to the signs. The tribe for Elul in the ancient times was Zebulun. The tribe for the modern times is God. That's not G-O-D, that's G-A-D. Zebulun has the meaning of a flow of a gift. But what is the gift? What is Zebulun giving? There's only one gift. It's referred to as Matan Torah, the gift of the Torah. Zebulun was near the seashore. Their land was near the seashore. And the seashore that they were near, the northern part of the Mediterranean connection to Israel, had the snail, the sea snail, that through connection to the sun in its drying process created the dye, the color, Tehelet, blue. And that dye, those sea snails, were very wealth creating. Zebulun was very wealthy because of Tehelet. And he used that wealth not for himself, but anytime his brother Issachar had a crop failure, Zebulun would use his wealth to tide over Issachar. The flow of the gift of Torah. What does this mean? It is the Torah that is a tool to bring you to balance, to remove the chaos from your life. The Torah doesn't bother removing the chaos. The Hebrew letters in the Torah and in the Zohar, and especially in the Tikkuni Zohar, they change your soul, and that changes who you are, and that is what brings you to balance, and then that chaos cannot find you. The tribal totem for the month of Elul, the month of Zebulun, was Yabasha, the seashore. When I said the word seashore, did you see a sandy beach or a rocky one? If you permutate the letters of Yabasha, you get two words, Shev, Yah. Shev means to sit, to contemplate. Yah, the upper worlds of Hashem. The seashore is a paradox. Life is a paradox. But in what way is the seashore a paradox? Water ends and land begins. Or is it the other way around? Is it land ending and water beginning? Which way do you perceive the seashore? This is what Elul is all about. How do you perceive balance? How do you perceive paradox? A paradox for most people means, I don't know what to do. A paradox for the Kabbalist is balance. When that paradox comes into fore, when it's clear, this is a paradox. When it's clear, I don't know what to do, the Kabbalist says, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, you take care of it. Most people, they can't say, Baruch Hashem, you take care of it, Hashem. They think they're in charge of the world. They think that the way the world is today, at this moment, they could do a better job. So they keep trying to reconcile the paradox. And as the more they try to reconcile the paradox, the more they move out of balance. The tribal stone is a diamond. Yehalam. Diamonds are a unique stone in our world. It appears to have great value as an investment. It has great value to people getting married. It has a great intrinsic desire. But this value is an illusion, propped up by a cartel. At the same time, it is known as one of the hardest substances in the world. It has great value, but not as an illusion, as a tool. Just as Virgo applies harsh judgment against other people, which it's not a good thing to do, that's the illusion. The Virgo needs to apply harsh judgment against themselves. During Elul, during the month of Betulah, they can find clarity through contemplating, because Hashem is there waiting for you, supporting you in this contemplation. There is a herb for this month, cassia, ketzia. Ketz is the Hebrew word for end. Ketz is to be able to see the end, to see Hashem at the end, to see Yah at the end. The essence of Elul. The month of Elul is the sixth month of the Hebrew year. The number six relates to Yesod in the frame of the seven lower Sephirot. And there is a distinct relationship between Yesod and Malchut. Yesod is always connected to Malchut. It never leaves Malchut. And the next month, being Tishrei, has that same aspect. The month of Elul is an acronym for a famous phrase from the verse in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is a love story, a love poem. The love affair is between Hashem and the children of Israel. The phrase, Ani L'Dodi V'Dolidi Li. Translation, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. You know what's really special about this phrase? There are, each word, Ani, ends with a Yud. L'Dodi ends with a Yud. Vidodi ends with a Yud. Li ends with a Yud. Four Yuds. What is four Yuds all about? There's a phrase in the Torah. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Because I am Hashem, your healer. The month of Elul is filled with healing energy, meaning helps you get to balance, because that's the place of healing. The name of Hashem, when spelled with Yuds, coincidentally, and you know I don't mean coincidentally, has four Yuds in those 10 letters. And the gematria of when spelled with Yuds, those 10 letters have a gematria of 72, the 72 names of God, the idea of wisdom, of Chachma, all related to the number 72. There are some very unique rituals during Elul, and we have already announced that we will have two additional classes every night and every morning. We will discuss those, and we have discussed Slichot, but we haven't discussed the Tikkuni Zohar. I said it earlier that the Tikkuni Zohar is especially important because the Tikkuni Zohar, its Hebrew letters, its Aramaic words, is causing change in your soul. And the Kabbalists have told us every month from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Aleph Elul, yesterday, which we participated in the ritual, until Yom Kippur, those 40 days represents an easy, sweetened judgment way of bringing balance to your life. And we will read every night at 8:30, 7 days a week. For the 40 days, we will read the Tikkuni Zohar. And we're fortunate for the first year, we have an English translation. Not that we will understand it, but we have the opportunity to understand it. A Another part of the ritual we discussed is called Slichot. And Slach, the shorish for the root for Slichot, means cleansing. And what is the ritual of Slichot? It's various prayers. But it's more than just prayers, because those prayers are all in the order of the Aleph-Bet. And what happens when you say something, when you say the Aleph-Bet, when you say a prayer in the order of the Aleph-Bet, what happens? It puts your life, your consciousness, in order. Remember the word order? The word Seder on Passover? You have another opportunity of putting your life in order through the ritual of Slichot. And every morning at 7:30 West Coast time, we will make that connection as a community. But what happens every morning besides the Slichot ritual? We blow the shofar every morning until the last day of Elul. What is the purpose of blowing the shofar? It's a wake-up call. Wake up, do your work. Do your spiritual work. Do your cleansing. Do your teshuvah. Make amends for those you've hurt. Give Hashem a reason to give you more energy next year than he gave you last year. But I didn't really do it. I didn't use his energy well last year. Every time there was chaos in my life last year, I fell. I didn't want the chaos. I ran away from it. I wanted to get back to less pain. So why should he give me more energy this year, this coming year, 5778, than he gave me last year? Why? But this month is the ability to short circuit all of those mistakes. It's like all of that chaos that I ran away from, that I wanted to end, I get to do over during the month of Elul. So that when I stand in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, through the 10 days of to Yom Kippur, I can look Hashem in the eye, so to speak, and say to him, I did use the energy well. There's nobody standing here telling you I didn't. I did my teshuvah. So whatever mistakes I made, the people I hurt, they've forgiven me. I can stand here and say, I use the energy well. So it's time, please, to give me more energy, to bring me to a higher level, to make me more affluent, if that is the goal, to make me higher spiritually, which is ultimately all of our goals. But you have to do the work in this month of Elul. The letters of the month. The letter Resh created the planet Kohav. Kohav, Kaf Vav, Kaf Bet. separate the four letters into two words, Kaflav, is a gematria of 26. We all know that 26 is Hashem in gematria, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Kaf-Bet is 22. What's 22? All of the letters of the Aleph-Bet. Kohav, the light, which is Hashem, and the vessels, which are the letters. So what does the word Kohav mean? The Reish that created Kohav? It means the planet Mercury, the closest planet to the sun. You can't get any closer to the sun without burning up. And what is so unique about Mercury? It's quick, it's fast, but it always has one side facing the sun and one side facing the universe at large, outside, away from the sun. The paradox, the duality. This is the month of Elul. Will you try and reconcile the paradox or just live with it? Who's in control? You or Hashem? The letter Yud, created the constellation Betulah. The Yud is the first letter of the Tetragrammaton, of the four-letter name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The letter Yud stands for purity. The letter Yud stands for the light, and the light is cleansing. Resh and Yud together have a gematria of 210. The same gematria as the Hebrew word redu, resh, dalet, vav. In the Torah, redu means Abraham, redu, Mitzrayim. Abraham went down to Mitzrayim. Abraham went down into the mud. He went down into the physical world. Why did he go? Hashem told him to go. Why did he go? Because of a famine in Israel. He went down to Mitzrayim, to that narrow place where he was squeezed, where he was pressured, where he stood up to the test. Redu doesn't mean that we go down. It means that Hashem comes down to support us in doing the spiritual work of Teshuvah. The Tetragrammaton has a particular permutation. Hey, hey, vav yud. We will utilize that permutation tonight and tomorrow. That permutation during the month of Elul, the first two letters, hey, hey. This is an indication of a vessel, the expansion of the flow that's taking place in Elul in preparation for the new year. The flow expands, providing there is no narrowing, there's no Mitzrayim. But the third position is occupied by the Vav, which takes all of that expanded flow and brings it to the lower world, to Malchut. But then the fourth letter is Yud. It's a narrower, a smaller vessel. It feels pressured, it feels narrow, it feels restricted. But is it? It's the Yud, the first letter of Hashem's name. There are no holidays in Elul except for one. One that nobody knows is a holiday. Nobody remembers. What is Rosh Hashanah? It's the sixth day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam and Chava were created. Count backwards. What is the first day of creation? It's the 25th day of Elul. This is a very high energy day, don't you think? The day that the world and the universe was created? This is the energy of Betulah, the energy of Elul. The potential is there. Do you have the vessel to handle it? By the time you get to the 25th day, your vessel could be cleansed, and you could have the vessel to handle it. It depends on the work that you do. There is another ritual. I mentioned the Torah, the shofar being blown, as a wake-up call. But we're also told to say Psalm 27, which has 14 verses. And we're told to say this psalm twice a day. 14 verses, 14 connects to Malchut. It's a consciousness connecting us to the physical world. There are many spiritual paths. Some say crawl up to the mountaintop. Some say go down into the valley. Judaism says be at both places at once. How can I do that? Nobody can be in two places at once. The Kabbalah explains how to do that. But let's start by cleansing ourselves during Elul so that we can be in two places at once in Tishrei. During the Slichot ritual, we use the 13 attributes. These 13 attributes of mercy that we utilize, we use it every day to separate between the right column and the left column energies of our creation. But the 13 attributes was a gift of the Torah, gift to Moshe. When he forgave the children of Israel for building the golden calf, he told Moshe, whenever they mess up again, tell them to sing this list of attributes. Tell them to strive to be this list of attributes. Whenever I hear that list of attributes, I will bring them back to the balance point. which is what the separation between the right and the left column is all about. The balance point. That's why we use it for that purpose. But you can use it, and we will use it in the Slichot ritual to bring us back to balance. There are five basic recommendations, actions to do during Elul. One is make a spiritual accounting for the year, or for even earlier years, or even earlier lifetimes. All it takes is a dream question. All it takes is a desire to know what causes me to do these mistakes. And I can change who I am. Increase your forgiveness. We all have anger issues. We all have, looking around the universe, we see injustice. Looking around the universe, we see unfairness. Actually, we don't, but in the illusion is what we see. So forgive those people who are treating you unfairly. Forgive those people who have treated you unjustly. Why should you forgive them? Because when you don't forgive them, you create blockages to the flow of goodness that comes from Hashem. You've heard the expression, bite your nose to... What's... I lost the train of thought. In spite your nose as part of your face. Hurt your nose. Somebody remembers the phrase? I've lost it.
It's cut off your nose to spite your face.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't remember. Cutting off your nose. Because I don't want to cut off my nose. Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Cut off your nose to spite your face. That's what we do when we don't forgive. We cut off our nose to spite our face. The nose is part of the face. When we don't forgive, we create the blockage. And the blockage doesn't go away until we forgive. Your choice. This is the way it works. Don't believe me? I accept that. You're entitled not to believe me. But your soul knows the truth. It's a wonderful practice to send New Year's notes, New Year's cards. It brightens people's day. How difficult is it to do? Especially today when you can do it online, electronically. There's little cost. It's not even a half a dollar to put a postage stamp. You don't have to know the street address. Send a card. Every day this month, when you greet people, when you leave people, wish them a happy, healthy New Year. How difficult is it to do that? That's a change from last year. That's a change in who you are. Wish people a happy, healthy new year. Don't wait till it gets close to Rosh Hashanah. Don't wait till it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Start today. Happy, healthy new year to each and every person in the world. Put a big smile on your face when you say it. Practice. Fake it till you make it. These are tools that work. And increase your study time. Did you study 10 minutes last year? Make it 15. Did you study an hour? Make it 2 hours. Make your study the Tikkuni Zohar because it will impact your life. The spiritual actions of cleansing that one does during Elul lead to the practical aspect of changing the year ahead to not be like the past year. Did you love last year? Did you love the last 11 months? You want to do it again? Don't change yourself, God forbid. You want it changed? You have to change yourself. It's as simple as that. And it's as difficult as that. But Hashem will help you. He has come down to help you. Make the first effort, as there is a verse. Open to me the eye of an eagle, and I will show you, pearly gates, the wonders of the universe. It's all there. All you have to do is take the first step. We still have chaos in our life. We need to change. And whatever we change during the month of Elul impacts the energy we receive on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the way the year ahead manifests in our life. When you clean your house, when you clean your spiritual essence, during Elul, you clean your chaos from the year ahead. It's up to you. So now we will go to the Ana B'Koach, please join me. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Cherura. Aleph Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506. The same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. The same gematria as the name of God, Vav Shin Resh, a name that connects to memories. But not your normal memories, the memories that bring back to you the understandings of the things you need to change. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufrei shayim sintet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, kra, which means to tear up, and satan, the name of the energy force that gives us free will. Rearrange the letters and you spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and reminds us, and especially this week of Shoftim, the Parasha of Shoftim, that starts out, judges and policemen shall you appoint in your gates. And what are those gates? Those small gates? Our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Because these are the entry points for the negative system, and we need to guard them. We need to keep them pure in the month of Elul. Na gibor torshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters, Nun gimel dalet, is the matria of 57, which connects to this Hebrew word zan, which means parnasa, sustenance. It's also part of the year 5778, as we will learn. The last three letters, Yud Kaf Shin, are a healing sequence that lets you take the parts of your body that need healing and take them back to their stem cell state, to the root cause of their mistakes, and cleanse it and prepare it and rebuild it. Bring it back into the body after it's been healed. And let it work once again like it was created to do, perfectly. Barchem tacharem rakamei sitkatha tamid gamlem betetresh saritaf gimel. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Netzach and its energy of eternal victory. Eternal victory over what? Eternal victory over the negative system. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata et kufbet ket nunayim. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness. Yachid ge'eh lamcha penei zokre kirushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh, that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, the planet of light and vessel in unity, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the Virgo. The Resh and the Yud together, Gematria 210, same Gematria as Radu, going down. Will you go down into Egypt in order to bring up the sparks of light that have fallen there? Will you ask Hashem to join you in your journey down to come up again? And the lower you go, the higher you rise. Please stand. please put a smile on your face, because this is a joyful experience. Sing out the permutation. Hey, hey, why, yo. 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 Dance around, be joyful. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Bring that paradox to me. Hey, hey, why, yo. Perhaps I will handle it. Hey, hey, why, yo. Help me with the paradox. Hey, hey, why, yo. 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 Ration yun, hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hello, hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, gematria is 400. The four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400 is a number connected to completion, a number connected to perfection. The last four letters connect to the same gematria as the first verse, 506. And 506 is the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And what do we learn? We learn that the path to completion, the path to perfection, the path to handling the paradox is through injecting unconditional love, step by step. Add unconditional love. This is the path to completion. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will separate the right column energy and the left column energy from this creation. Adonai, Heyheywayo. Adonai, Heyheywayo. El Rachum Bechanun Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Vemet Noter Chesed Lalafim Nose Awon Vafesha Vinake. And now the connection to the year 5777, the year of the goat, with the two verses. First verse comes from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevahinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to permute them into Tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we create Dir Yam, translation, Sea of Tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, hey, hey, wayo, Eloheichem, hadebaku. Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. And the year 5776 also has two verses that have its energy. The energy of 5776 is the pause, and it's known as the year of the pause. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat willo yachlu lehafshit et kol haolot vayachaskum achechem halevim ad kelod hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim. Ki halevim yishrei leval lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La Lahei Wa 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 Yola yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai hey hey wa yo. Kibbeah. Hey, hey, Adonai. Hey, hey, Wayo. Zuro Lamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni adili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu. Mikol ha-machavoyiyam, asher yitchabeh sham v'shavtem, elai el nachon, v'halachti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfe Yehuda. Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Is the third verse. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. We have only one verse with this energy. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avlal anoto kasher barishona. Now we will connect to the 72 names of God. And we will say the names using the root vowel of each letter. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozala mebehe. Hey reyo hey kome la awa kolo la yo la wawa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu he nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey reyo yo a awa me. La ka be wa shi re, hey 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa ho wa he wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a me me, na nu nu a nu yo ta. Me be hey pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey re hey me ta re, wa me be yo hey hey, hey a nu yo wa, me hey yo, da me be me nu ko, a wa he be wa, re a hey yo be me, hey yo yo. May wa may. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, which we will do in the same manner, using the root vowel for each letter. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a may. May be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la ha, hey, wa, hey, mea, yo, tsala, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, yo, wa, hey, mu, wa, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, ya, yo, re, ta, shi, ya, hey, re, la, yo, a, wa, me, la, yo, be, wa, hey, re, yo, yo, wa, la, hey, hey, ka, a, ko, me, nu, da, a, nu, yo, hey, wa, me, re, hey, a, yo, hey, za, me, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ka me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me kako a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper, but I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. As you heard, we don't have but maybe 7 or 8 more minutes on this recording. It's a reminder that we will, in those 7 minutes from now, we will reconvene and have our Tikkuni Zohar class. So I hope you'll join us for that. I also want to remind you that there's a special class this coming Sunday that starts at 10:30. It will be a 2-hour class to talk about what the energy of the year 5778 is all about. I hope you'll join us for that. And remind you that this Thursday morning at 10:30, we will be doing our first Slichot ritual. And connection to the Zohar, to the Shofar, and Psalm 27. Much to do, much to know. Does anyone have any questions?
Hanuk, right now you said the Shlichot was at 10:30 a.m., but earlier I think you said it was 7:30?
Well, it's called, I get confused between time zones from time to time.
Okay.
So
okay.
7:30 is Pacific time.
Pacific time, okay.
Is West, is East Coast time.
Okay, wanted to make sure.
But thank you, Ariel, for reminding me of all the things that I do wrong, which is a good thing to know.
No, not at all.
Any other questions? I hope you'll join us for the Zohar class, the Tikkuni Zohar class. It's a very powerful class. It's amazing energy. Shalom to
Hanuk.
All. Have a beautiful and a healthy, happy new year.
Kodesh Tov.
Happy Kodesh Tov. Shalom.
Shalom to you. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hello.